Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Ayin Vov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, at the top of the page, brings the Machlokes Rav Shmuel if Ilo Govar or Tato Govar. What overrides what? Does the top override the bottom, or the bottom overrides the top? The Nafkamina is, if the bottom is hot and the top is cold, two items that cannot be with each other, do we look at this thing as cold or as hot? If the top overrides the bottom, so then it's cold. If the bottom overrides the top, so then it's hot. We pass an halacha like Shmuel that Tato Govar, as Rashi brings right away, the halacha is like Shmuel that Tato Govar, the bottom overrides the top. The Ramaz, Rav Moshe Zakus, says on Sefer HaZohar, he explains that this thing explains to us why we pass an halacha that after meat, you're not allowed to eat milk. But after milk, you could eat meat right away. What's the reason for it? So the idea is like this. Milk represents chesed. And meaning the good sky of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us dvash v'cholov tachat l'shoynich, the sweetness is milk. Basar, on the other hand, represents din, represents gevura, represents judgment. In this world, we always try that the chesed should overcome the din. Should overcome the judgment. As Rashi tells at the beginning of Chumash, that if the world would be created b'midah sadin, in the midah of judgment, ein olam yizkayan, then the world cannot really stand. We need to diminish and override the din. Says the Ramaz, this is the idea that when you eat milk, so what you have in your stomach is chesed, the milk. So then if you put min in it, it's fine, because the meat, which is meat is adin, will be overcome by the milk, which is down. Because tato govar. So that's fine. But if you eat meat first, so what you have in your body is thin, and then you put milk into it, the meat overrides the milk. Meaning meat is adin overrides the chesed. That's why you must have milk first. That's the only way you can eat meat after it, because you need to have the meat is chesed override the meat is adin. Because tato govar, the bottom overrides the top. And with this, I saw that the Yehudi HaKadosh says a gevaldik avort. It says in the Medrash Shoicher Toiv, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give Torah to Am Yisrael, this week's Pasha is Yisroi, so the Malachim says, give us the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, but you ate meat with milk when you were by Avraham Avinu. It says that Avraham Avinu gave them milk and then gave them meat. So you can't receive the Torah because you ate meat and milk together. So the Chura, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach Chemo V'cholov, and afterwards it says, Ve'la Boker Ratz Avram. Avram first gave them milk, and then he gave them meat. So what's the problem? We're allowed to eat meat after milk. Says the Yehudi HaKadosh, and there's a lot of depth to this answer. Says the Pshat is like this. When the Malachim told the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to get the Torah. What are the Malachim telling? What are the Malachim saying? What is the conceptual idea they're saying? They're saying the Malachim should be greater than humans. The Torah belongs to up there in Shemayim, not down here in the world. They're saying, Ila Govar, the top overrides the bottom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, if Ila Govar, so how can you eat milk and then eat meat? If you're eating meat after milk, and Ila Govar, and the top overrides the bottom, so then meat is the stronger one, and meat is being combined with milk. Midas Adin is overriding Midas Achesed. The fact that you eat meat out of milk, and because that's the halach in the Torah, that tells you that the Tor Govar, that the bottom is stronger than the top. That's why you can eat meat after milk, because the milk is stronger. The Torah needs to give down to human beings, because Tato Govar, the main place of the Torah is down here in the world, down in the place of Tata. The Tata Gavar represents not only that in Yoni Yisurim, the bottom overrides the top, but in the world, the bottom overrides the top. Am Yisrael, the bottom overrides the Malachim, the grain of the Malachim. This is what the Nefesh Chaim tells us, that the koyach that Adam has through his Torah is much greater than any Malach can achieve, because they can progress and become higher and higher. The Torah comes down here to the world to be by human beings. Anyone who wants to hear a little bit more about this can go into Torah anytime and listen to my shiur on this week's parsha, speaking about the koyach haTorah down here in the world by human beings. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.